I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. 11 members from G's Bend, Alabama, traveled to Brattleboro to share their quilts and their stories. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
These quilts are tales of stories people will never know. They don't know the babies that's been born in these quilts, the people who died, the love that's been made, little pieces of our lives sewn up in these quilts, little pieces of our history.
Those are the words of Elizabeth Gregory Wilder from her play, G's Bend. The play was performed at Hilltop Montessori School in Brattleboro by members of the G's Bend community. The Hilltop Middle School has been traveling to this rural section of Alabama every other year since 2003 as part of the school's study on civil rights and racial identity. Wilder's play has been produced all over the country, and a few years ago, the Ye Shall Know the Truth Baptist Church started their own production in G's Bend. Dedell says that inspired him to invite members of the group up to Vermont.
So every 2 years we've been there, and every 2 years they open their homes, their hearts, their church, their whole community to us. And it seemed like, when this, especially with this play, that it was the perfect opportunity to welcome them the way they've welcomed us, because it is a singular and remarkable group of people to get to know.
China Petway, one of the G's Bend quilters, says the respect and friendship between the Vermont and Alabama communities have been growing ever since the first visit 12 years ago.
You know, some people you can hug, but you know that hug is not real. But when I hug the people from Vermont, I feel the love, I feel the expression, I feel the need, I feel that we are connected as, you know, as human beings. That's what God wants us to do, love one another.
Women have been quilting in G's Bend for at least 150 years. The quilts became more widely known in 2002 and 2003 when they traveled to major museums around the country. During the visit to Brattleboro, the quilts of G's Bend hung in the Catherine Dianich Gallery on Main Street.
Okay, so when you do that, if it comes up too big, you're going to still use your guide hand underneath. Yeah. You're just going to hold it, and then you're going to pull it back a little bit with this hand.
Delia Petway Thibodeau was there giving quilting lessons to anyone who was interested. Quilts and quilting anchor the G's Bend play, but the narrative threads in and out of the major historical events of the civil rights movement.
And this is why you need that other thought.
Scenes reference the march over the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s visit to G's Bend, and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. In between, the women of G's Bend gossip and quarrel as they sit around a table and quilt. G's Bend played to 3 sold-out shows. Dedell, the middle school director, says he hopes the visit opens the door for additional cultural exchanges between the two communities. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.
Ain't gonna die.